In this digital age, identity theft is the big new crime. But what if you really aren't sure of your identity in the first place? What if you woke up one day and simply didn't know who you were? Then what? I remember once losing my passport at an overseas airport. It was the middle of the night, I had to transfer from international to domestic, and I just left my passport lying in the luggage trolley as I raced to catch that last flight out that night. Easy to do. And I can tell you, it's a pretty scary thing not having your identity on you when you're travelling in a foreign land. Yet so many people today are travelling through this crazy world in which we live, not really knowing who they are, as though they've lost their identity. The Apostle Paul was a pretty smart fella. He wrote almost half the books in the New Testament, a good number of those, from a dungeon on death row. Paul knew a thing or two about who he was, about his true identity in Christ. I guess when you put your trust in Jesus, that's something you learn the hard way, rotting away in prison with a threat of execution hanging over your head. In fact, in his letters in the New Testament, he talks about our identity in Christ 160 times. Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39. Yes, I am sure that nothing can separate us from God's love. Not death, life, angels, or ruling spirits. I am sure that nothing now, nothing in the future, no powers, nothing above us or below us, nothing in the whole created world will ever be able to separate us from the love that God has shown us in Christ Jesus our Lord. There you have it, in Christ Jesus our Lord. What did Paul discover there on death row about his identity and indeed about your identity and mine? Just as my passport tells me and the rest of the world that I am a citizen of Australia, so as we look at Jesus and what he did for us, God tells us that we are loved by him. That's who we are, children of the living God, loved by him. And absolutely nothing, not even a dungeon on death row, can ever separate you from his love. Nothing. That's God's word, fresh for you today.